And during the few moments that we have left, we want to talk right down to earth in a language that everybody here can easily understand.
And on that note, welcome to Real News with Lee Leffingwell Podcast, pretty much the number one podcast in Ocala, even though some people want to hate and say otherwise, right? And we all know how that goes. Well, anyway, I'm back, folks, and I want to apologize for some of the audio issues that was on my January 9th podcast entitled I'm Back. The reason why I said I was back is because I've been taking an 8 to 10 day break on doing podcasts. I have just life stuff going on, right? So that's what we do when we have life things going on. So what do I want to tell you about? Okay, I want to tell you about Fat Boys Barbecue, which recently was sold. These are friends of mine that own Fat Boys Barbecue, and it was a family business, in business since 1970, so that gives it what, almost 54 years, 53 years serving the community. Okay, so let me tell you the deal. Fat Boys Barbecue was sold to a group called Brick City Hospitality Group. They are establishing new establishments throughout Central Florida this year, including their unannounced multi-use concept in downtown Leesburg that is currently under construction. It's basically a group of investors run by Brian Caracciola, I believe I got it right, and Cody Laughlin, I think I have that part right also. But there's some other people involved. But anyway, let me tell you something about Brick City Hospitality Group. They also own the current Tex-Mex Cantina, which is downtown, and the Lodge, which is downtown. Now look, I just want to give you the facts, folks, because in this town, you're not going to hear the facts, okay? You're going to hear people that tell you how well they know these people, right? And I don't know, I personally, for one, don't know the Brick City Hospitality Group owners. I don't know them at all. I know some really good friends of mine that know them. So I can't tell you how these people are personally, what kind of reputation they have or anything. Personally, I can't. But I can tell you what the Brick City Hospitality Group professional reputation is. And I would give it a 1 on Google and a 1 on Yelp. They are in charge of the Lodge Brick City Craft Pub and Eatery downtown. And let me just tell you something about the Lodge downtown. I've never been. I have my reasons. I'm not going to go into it here. There's some personnel issues, personal people there that I don't particularly care for. But let me just step out of the equation and let's go to the Lodge, Brick City Craft Pub and Eatery, and just pull it up on Google. And the reviews are fucking horrible. And they've been this way for a long, long, long time. Let's go to one Google review from 2 weeks ago, shall we? And the review starts out with a 2-star review, and I think they were being on the modest side, and it says, when I asked the bartender about a drink, he got annoyed and consequently turned me off about ordering it. When I ordered something else, he got offended. Then I asked him about the special, it says food in parentheses, and he got annoyed again. Not a place I'd go to again. I'm not even going to bring up the bartender's name, but I'm pretty much sure that I know who it is. But I'm not going to do that. I'm going to try to be the good guy, even though everybody wants to paint me as the bad guy, only because I tell the truth. No matter where the fucking cookie crumbles, no matter where the ball bounces, you're going to hear the fucking truth out of my mouth. And that's one thing people that know me personally knows me for, that I don't give a fuck. I will offend you. I will piss you off. And you're just going to have to roll with the punches, because everything that is coming out of my mouth, you can look up for yourself. Let's see. Let's go for another review, shall we? Now, they got a 3-star review here. And it says, $12 margarita in a small glass. Slow service when place was not even half full. Food was good except for the grits we were running. Below average. Now, let's go on and on. Now, before I say anything else, there is some 4- and 5-star reviews. But if you research it, it's from people that know the owners of this business well. Or they know the bartenders well. You see where I'm going here? And they always are jumping in to do damage control to save face. And these are the facts, folks. And you'll see their friends say, the atmosphere was great. And they'll always mention a bartender or a service worker by name. And you'll see like 3 of them back to back. Jess was our waitress and she was awesome. Truly recommended. We'll be going again. And then it's surrounded by fucking, say, a 1-star review from 2 months ago. From a lady named Dina Beeland, which is on Google again, and I'm going to read it. Would not recommend to anyone. Terrible service and no attentiveness whatsoever. We went on a Saturday around 2 p.m. And from the initial interaction, the waitress was uninterested. Never introduced herself, never looked up from her notepad, and never ever came back once she got her order. Up front, we ordered 1 beer, 1 soda, a grilled cheese, and a burger. After 35 minutes passed and the drinks were empty, I walked up to the bar to ask for the server. We had since seen the table next to us seated twice, and both parties left prior to getting any food or drinks. I explained we still hadn't gotten our food. She never returned to the table to acknowledge or check on us, and never bothered to get additional drinks. I was told it would be an additional 20-25 minutes for a grilled cheese and a cheeseburger. Needless to say, we canceled our food order, paid our $13 tab for drinks, and ate a grab-and-go hotel sandwich. Such a poor experience for what could be a great local spot. Now, this is coming from The Lodge, which has been open now for a few years. Now, as someone that's an observer, these reviews have been like this now for the last few, for ever since The Lodge opened its doors. Ever since The Lodge opened its doors, they've had this problem. But, I truly feel like Mr. Cariciola and his team at the Brick City Hospitality Group, you know, instead of buying all these businesses and doing all these things and throwing all this money around, why don't you just take care of the businesses you have first, right? I mean, you guys can't do better than a 1 or 2-star on here. So then you got another guy here from a month ago. T. Parker left a review, whoever the hell he is, on Google Reviews. He says, I called before coming to find out what to expect, and VIP upstairs wasn't open yet. We came purposely to eat appetizers, listen to music upstairs, and drink. Then we found out after being seated, kitchen was closed, so goodbye to appetizers. Then to add more frustration, they were out of a liquor for making drinks we all wanted. Even though nothing was going right, our waitress was very friendly and helpful, so we ordered a drink. Drink tasted as if Kool-Aid were in the cup, so we decided to move on somewhere else. That's what they said about The Lodge. And here's another one. But my point is, it goes on and on and on. And then, of course, you're going to see some 5-star ratings. And then when you research it, they actually know the bartender closely, right? So, I that's one thing about Ocala I'm never going to understand. You know, even though I've been here since the mid-80s, that it doesn't matter if your friend's a bartender. It doesn't matter if your friend's with the Lodge general manager. Why do you accept bad food or bad service? Or if you see that you're getting good service, even from your friend, but you see that other people are not being taken care of, why don't you say something to your friend and be like, bro, I know you got me, right? Be like, bro, I know you got me a free shot. But dude, there's a couple down there on the other end of the bar. Nobody's taking care of them yet. I mean, it's a simple thing, so why the fuck don't you do it? Sounds like you're part of the problem and not part of the fucking solution. And that's the fucking problem around here. No fucking accountability. Just pieces of shit running businesses. So anyway, another one. Peter Dellaputo from 2 months ago. First attempt, food was good, service not so much. Second attempt, food was not good, service as well. Never again. Another guy. From 3 weeks ago, food is terrible. The server was possibly drunk. They were out of multiple items on the menu. Drinks were not refilled. Service was slow. And the servers are lackadaisical. That's what he says. I don't know. New word? So he says, if you're local, it seems like you get better service. So this guy, Ryan Wall, figured it out. The only redeeming quality was the manager. Maybe it's acceptable if you're intoxicated, but avoid the place if you're looking for even halfway decent food. So I'm not going to go on and on, but you get the picture, right? You get the picture. Now, again, the Lodge Brick City Craft and Pub Eatery. Just so you know, folks, that is run by the Brick City Hospitality Group, right? And it's supposed to be a staple in this community, the Lodge, already, but not much of a staple to me. And I've had many, many good friends of mine, business owners, that have went into the Lodge and ate once or had a drink, and they've waited and waited while the manager or general manager or bartender or service personnel stood on the other end of the bar. So in other words, I've had friends that walked in alone, sat on the end of the bar to grab a drink or something quick, right? And they've been told, I'll be with you in a moment. That moment turns into 10 to 15 minutes because they're on the other end of the bar talking to their friends, serving them first. Okay. So they leave and they've never been back. So I've never been, because anybody I know that is not biased and doesn't protect people just because they know them, because those are the kind of people I hang around, people that are just like me, that tells it how it is. And apparently that's abrasive nowadays, right? So you can't do that, right? You can't tell it how it is. You can't tell the truth, right? Because of this fucking woke culture, right? All of a sudden you're this bad person. You hate businesses. You're trying to trash them. You know, I can hear some of you right now listening to me, and you're like, what are you doing? You're trying to ruin a business. No, motherfucker. I'm trying to make you better. So if anybody from the Brick City Hospitality Group is listening, I'm trying to fucking make you even more money, motherfuckers. I'm trying to help you. You got the Lodge right there. Make it better. Fire your general managers. Go in there and clean house. Go and take the time, if you own the Lodge Brick City Craft Pub and Eatery, and scroll the fucking reviews, and go in there and make fucking heads roll and straighten the fucking place out. And let's go. Okay, while we're at it, let's look at text. Let me type in Tex-Mex Cantina. Shall we? And let's look at what the Brick City Hospitality Group is doing with their own Cantina Tex-Mex Tequila Bar. So I just typed it up. To be fair, Cantina Tex-Mex Tequila Bar is at 35 Southeast 1st Avenue. It's where the old bank was, the Bank of America downtown. And it's been probably going on about a year and a half. Now, I went there for a political event. A friend of mine was running for city council and she won. And I was there for a VIP event. And to be fair, food was somewhat okay. But it wasn't that great. And now it was also grand opening week, so I know they had some kinks to iron out. But I will say that they had a pan of burritos that they delivered up to us in the VIP area. They were filled with steak, and literally I chewed and chewed and chewed this fucking steak as if it was fucking Wrigley's fucking bubble gum, folks. Okay. I'm sorry, but if I'm chewing a piece of steak over and over and over, and like I got sidetracked because I'm talking to all these people I know, right? So I'm chewing and chewing the steak, and then I went to swallow, and I swear I about choked to death on the shit. So I ended up spitting the shit in the trash and thinking, wow, this fucking sucks. And I haven't been back. And once again, why haven't I been back? Because I've had very reputable, good people I know that have went and gave me their honest review. And they're like, bro, the cantina sucks. So again, to be fair, there's a bunch of 5-star reviews on there right now. And again, if you look at who these people are, they know the manager well. They know a closing manager well, right? It's always this way. It's always this way in Ocala. They know the server, right? They hung out with them or they worked with them at another bar. You see where I'm going, folks? Do you see what I'm trying to tell you? I want you to hear what I'm trying to tell you because I'm telling you the truth. So you hear about all of this stuff, folks. And then you look at somebody like Miss Duchess, this middle-aged black woman that probably has no affiliation whatsoever to the Tex-Mex Cantina. And she gave it a 1-star. So I'm going to read what she said. And others like her have said similar. So this woman says, I came into an almost packed house, but they had seating by the stairwell under some lights. She says, I forgot my glasses, so I requested a table for one. The hostess wanted me to sit at the crowded bar and in my face told the manager where I wanted to sit like I wasn't standing there. He told her to go ahead and seat me where I requested. She said, I went to the bathroom to wash my hands and came back to seat. 15 minutes later, I was walking up to the hostess telling her I was leaving because no one came to take my order. And she just said, okay, didn't even try to stop me from walking out the door. I felt ignored, like they didn't want my money. I did take pictures, and when I cool off about the situation, I might return another time, but not on a Saturday night. Longest post ever. Rude. This woman got seated and forgotten about. You want to know why? Because it wasn't one of the bartender's friends. It wasn't somebody they knew. And folks, I've been seeing this a lot. And then, of course, you always get a reply from the owner. Sorry to hear about your visit. I need to know more about it. You need to know more about it. Motherfucker, she just told you. What in the fuck? Who in the fuck is running your place? Fucking Stevie Wonder? Motherfucker, you can't read what I just read? Y'all motherfuckers should have took care of Miss Duchess, that little old black lady. I'm just saying, folks. But they don't. They take care of their friends. So I stay out of the cantina. No offense to anybody listening to me that works there, but I don't go there. So, and then, like I said, you get the 4- and 5-star reviews where they go overboard, right, with everything. Food was amazing. It was great. The service is to die for. And then they'll name somebody by name. And as I said, if you look up the people talking and talking about 4- and 5-star reviews, they mention the people that they know, and then if you looked them up on social media at all, they're friends with them. So of course they're going to say it was great, even though their friend totally sucked at their job. Like I said, folks, you're not helping your friend. You're not helping, if this is your, like, these are friends of yours that own the bar, or your friend's a general manager, or your friend's a bartender, or a service worker, whatever the case may be, a server. Don't give them a 5-star review. Just be like, yo, bro, you guys fucked this up. You know what I mean? Or when they bring you out food and it doesn't taste right, just go to your friend and say, yo, bro, the kitchen messed this up. I mean, it happens. It's not like your friend's going to be like, you know what, get the fuck out of here. I mean, unless he's a complete douchebag. But I'm just giving you a little taste of what's happening. So anyway, this Brick City Hospitality Group bought Fat Boys. I'm not going to read any more reviews on Tex-Mex Cantina. You can find them yourself, as well as the Lodge. And go ahead and fact check me. And just read the stuff that goes on and on and on and on. And this has been going on ever since the Tex-Mex Cantina downtown opened. So don't come after me and give me emails and say, "And you're against these businesses. How dare you tell them? How dare you trash our business?" No, I'm just telling you what other people said. I can't tell you personally anything about the lodge. I've never eaten there, had a beer there, and I don't expect to ever spend a penny in that place because of the reviews are so bad. And I will never go back to the cantina, probably, unless I'm invited by a few friends that say, "Hey, let's go check it out." I have no intention of going to a place that is known to have 1- and 2-star reviews. I don't do that. I want to have consistent food and consistent service. And you know what? There's way too many bars that I go to where I know the owners or the managers or whatever. And even if I did it, there's way too many places in this town to eat and drink for me to settle for mediocre business. Do you think I'm going to walk into the lodge and a dude's going to walk up to me and be like, "I'll be with you in a minute," and going to walk down to the other end and stand there for 10 minutes? You think I'm going to stand there like a trained monkey and wait for an overpriced craft beer while you sit and chit-chat and bullshit with your friends on the other end about football, softball, or whatever the case may be, in your fucking cargo shorts? And then one of your friends are going to come in right at the same time, and he's going to come over to you, and you're going to serve him instantly. And do you think I'm going to sit at the other end like a trained jackass and ignore this and kiss your ass for an overpriced craft beer that you've taken 25 minutes for me to wait on? I don't fucking think so. I don't fucking think so. I'm going to go to places that when I walk in, they're going to have my fucking Kettle One ready. Like Wing House, for instance. When I walk in, somebody says the usual and they hand me a drink. That's how it should be. Especially if I'm a fucking regular. But even if you're not a regular, somebody walks up, instead of chit-chatting with your friends and bullshitting on the other end, you should take care of those people. That's my point. And I've seen that happen at Wing House. I've seen people that's never been to Wing House before, and they sat down right next to me. A couple did, not too long ago. And you get my picture. And they were served immediately. So what say you, the lodge? What say you, cantina? Step up your service. That's all I got to say. So anyway, back to Fat Boys. So Fat Boys was in business 53 years. And apparently the new owners, let me tell you what's going on. The new owners wanted the recipes, and they wanted everything from the old owner that made Fat Boys so amazing and iconic. They wanted the sauce recipes. They wanted the slaw recipes. They wanted everything. I don't know. I think I may have it right or wrong here. But now I'm hearing that they didn't really want any of that stuff. They wanted some of the stuff, but then they wanted it cleared out. So who in the hell knows exactly, right? But my point is, the new owners created a new Fat Boys Ocala page. And they're claiming on there that they're going to bring back that 1970s feel with how Fat Boys was in the 70s. That's what they're claiming. And they're claiming how they're going to bring back that barbecue taste. Well, how are you going to do that if you don't have the recipes? You can't recreate that. You cannot do it. It cannot be done. I don't believe it can be done. So I don't know. Let's see what happens when Fat Boys opens. Maybe I'll go over there and check it out. Maybe I won't. But I'm sure I'm going to hear about how the food is from friends of mine. I'm sure that's going to happen. And I'm sure I'll know if it's a place that I should check out. Because I am going to be curious when they open. Is the food going to taste anything like the original Fat Boys? And let me just say this, Brick City Hospitality Group. You guys don't have a good reputation. You do with your friends because your friends cover for you. So, congratulations, you got that in the bag. But how is it going to be in the long run? Are you going to win back those old-time Fat Boys customers? Not unless you have some really fucking kick-ass fucking barbecue. And I'm just saying, by the looks of Cantina's 1- and 2-star reviews, by regular average customers that don't have any influence or people, friends of theirs that work at Cantina, if you go by the average customer of the Cantina Tex-Mex downtown Cantina, it's 1- or 2-star reviews. And the same with the lodge. 1- or 2-star reviews. And again, I have nothing against these places. I have nothing against these places. I want to see them do better. I want to see somebody other than not a regular customer or a best friend with the bartender or the server or the bouncer or whatever the case may be. I want to see an honest review from those people. No, I'm sorry. I want to see a 5-star review for those people. And I'm not seeing that. That's my point. I don't see it. So maybe the Brick City Hospitality Group listens to this and just does a better job. Like, go and look at your reviews, folks. People that own it, if you're the manager, go look at the reviews on the Tech Cantina. Go look at the review at the lodge if you're a general manager. And fucking straighten the shit out. Straighten out that place. Because if Brick City Hospitality Group, if they do what they're doing in the Cantina and the lodge with the shitty service, how is the service going to be any better at Fat Boys? That's all I'm saying. So I don't know. I'm not very optimistic about it. Call me whatever you want to call me, but I'm just looking at the two restaurants that they're now in charge of in the downtown square. And the reviews are not very good, folks. They're not. Again, you'll see 4- and 5-star reviews. But it's from friends of theirs. And that, to me, is fucked up, folks. That's fucked up. That it's only their friends giving it 4- and 5-star reviews. What about people that just came to this area and they're visiting? That's all I'm trying to tell you. And I don't see those reviews. I don't see the 4- and 5-star reviews. I don't see the good remarks. All I see is slow service. The food's inconsistent. The food's bad. The food's not good. Yada, 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 yada. Right on down the line. That's all I'm trying to tell you. So anyway, I'm not a hater, folks. I want to see the Cantina do better. I want to see the lodge do better. And you know what? Maybe I will end up going one day. Maybe I'll end up going once I see better service. So anyway, thank you for listening. Always tuning in to the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast. Thank you for all the listeners. And I just wanted to do a rundown of what was happening here. And I will be back shortly with another podcast episode. So stay tuned to where you're going to always hear the truth, folks. You're going to always hear the truth. And you know what? I'm sure I ruffled some feathers. But you know what? I don't give a fuck. I don't care. I don't care if you think I'm trying to run your business down. I just explained to you that I'm not. Okay? Once again, I want to see the lodge succeed. I want to see them be better to regular off-the-street people that's never been to the lodge. I want to see that person get VIP service. I want to see the same person go over to the Cantina, order a margarita, and get VIP service as if they were best friends with the manager or the bartender or the service personnel. That's all. Equal fair service. Service, customer service shouldn't be discriminatory or whether or not you know the bartender or you don't, or the owner or you don't. A good restaurant / bar takes care of all of that. That should be number one. Customer service should be a priority all across the board. So it shouldn't be a problem, folks. But anyway, once again, thank you for listening to the Real News with Lee Leffingwell podcast, where you're always going to get the real news and my perspective. Whether you agree or don't agree, it's not my problem. I'm just going to tell you how I feel. And I hope that everyone has a rest of the week. Has a good rest of the week. Sorry about that. It's getting late. It is Wednesday morning, early morning, January 18th. And I appreciate everybody listening and tuning in. So talk to you soon.